Welcome to the Fifth Dimensional Academy of Higher Consciousness. Today is December 4th. I'm broadcasting live from Stockholm, Sweden. Hi, Monica.
I have something to share.
Yes, please. We all love to hear.
Yes. This morning I got a phone call from my daughter telling me that her father had died, my ex-man. He had cancer, and I have told you the ones who were in Åre about him. And since then, I have sent healing almost every day, and even every Monday together with Annelies group, healing group. And when I hear this, I was devastating and cried, and no one could comfort me. And I switch on the radio. There they played Brahms Requiem, just that part I have given to my daughter to be played on my own funeral. And it was a sign of something. But did the healing work, do you think? Maybe because he was not ready to die, but his body was attacked by cancer. So right. The body couldn't go on.
Right. The healing that we do send to people that we care for, whether we know them or we're somehow, we have an idea of them. Most of the time when you're doing long distance healing, you're doing it for people you love. And yes, they do receive it for sure. But you know, not necessary. The healing is going to change somebody's destiny from their final exit in life. Yeah. But with the healing, it may not change their destiny, so they still may die, which of course we all will. Our body's going to expire, but it can alter and bring a lot of comfort and bring peace, inner peace.
He died peacefully.
Right, right.
In his sleep.
Right. So so it does work. I know it works. But we may not get the result we're expecting to get. No. Right. I'm sorry for your loss. Mm. I send you a lot of love and light to you and your daughter and your family for your loss. How long were you together? How long were you partners?
We were married for 15 years.
15?
Yes, but I divorced him in 1990. And then I met Bernd few years after. Well, I have known him before. And we have been married now 22 years. So it's a long time.
And how many children do you have from your ex?
Three. No, I have two, one son and one daughter, and three grandchildren.
Okay.
And they were all there at the hospital with him.
Beautiful.
So I feel a comfort.
That's a nice way to go, having your family around you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
thank
it
you.
Was very curious that the radio played the piece of music that I have sent to my daughter to be played on my funeral. So I know I'm going to die too.
It's interesting that the connection and existence talking to you in this way, that you turn on the radio and you're hearing the song that you've chosen to be played on your own exit day.
I have played it. I played oboe in an orchestra, and I have played this Brahms Requiem a lot of time in a church, and in a special church I want to have my funeral too. So I feel so connected.
Yes, it's beautiful to hear that. It's amazing how existence always talking to us in a very mysterious way. Messages are coming. We're always in this communication with totality, with consciousness, with life. And we talked about this on, I think it was on Sunday, we talked about this, that the more sensitive we become, the more open we become, the more connected you get, and the more you can hear how life speaks to you and connects with you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing this, Monica. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your speech too.
Marit, how are you doing after the weekend?
Oh, doing fine. Just fine. But I have a technical question.
Yes, please.
Do you have the pictures of us participants on the bottom of the screen? You're looking down.
I'm looking down.
Yes. Does it mean that you have the pictures of us participants?
Oh,
at the bottom. Up.
Let me bring my computer one step higher. Okay. How is it now?
No, it's okay. I just wonder when you are looking down.
The chat, if something comes, a message comes, it's kind of on the lower right-hand side of my screen, so that's where I look at it. But if I bring the computer higher, then my eyes get leveled. I think maybe that's what it was. How is it now? Do I look like I'm looking down?
No, it's okay. Just, I have the pictures of us participants on top on my screen.
Okay.
So if you are looking at me and looking down, I cannot see you are looking at me.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it.
I'm top left.
Paulina, how are you doing after the weekend?
Perfectly fine. Thank you.
Yeah, you look good. You look shiny.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I think it was amazing. I also believe that one more day would be more suitable.
Right. Yeah, I feel the same way. We could have used another day.
Yeah.
But that was a test run, you know? We tried it to see how it goes. And since it's been very successful, we know next time we have three nights staying there.
Mm.
So, yeah.
A lot of energies working, high energies, mind-blowing messages were coming through.
Yeah, we had some very exquisite moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, really powerful, powerful moments.
Powerful moments.
Yeah.
Definitely. And for me, during the Sunday, the last teachings was like, as I told you, like totally mind-blowing.
Yes.
And I can feel it still in my body.
Yes.
I see the images. And also, it's like a lot of like feelings and thoughts running really fast through me, like old things. And I'm just like, but I'm not into this anymore. And perhaps it feels like it's kind of a healing going on, going through and going away, releasing.
Right. Yeah, it's like things are start to burn out.
Uh-huh.
And it's like sort of a cleansing, cleaning out whatever old stuff that they need to come to surface.
Yeah.
And
But it's a really fast procedure in a way.
Right.
Comes up and away, up and leave.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
Mm.
That's good news.
Good news. I love good news.
It's clearing things out, whatever it is.
Clearing things out.
Right. Yeah. Some people call it old karma or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a name for it, but whatever it is, it's coming out.
Mm.
So, well, we just welcome it. Welcome to come out and disappear.
Yeah.
Like everything in life is like having an attitude of really not being attached to what comes and what goes. Things come, things appear, situations, sometimes they go our way and we love it, and sometimes they don't. And if we stay in this neutral place in our lives, that yes, we embrace the goodies, the good stuff come, we embrace it, but then when they leave, you're in total trust, that you trust life, that it was time for something to leave. and something else will come. Then we become very fluid in life. Things become very easy as far as friction goes and as far as our involvement with how we want things to be. And then we're trying to really manipulate it and force our will on something. And then it's not happening. It wants to go its own direction. And then it just brings suffering. We start to suffer. We start to really get attached to the results. We want the results to be in a certain way. I've done this, I've done that, I've invested heavily into this whatever project I have, whether it's work, it's investment, it's love, whatever, and I want a certain result out of it. I want it to be in a certain way. And when it doesn't turn out to be the way I want it to be, and if I'm really attached to the results, then I'm very disappointed, and consequently, I suffer. But if my attitude towards life is, I have this goal, I have this project, I really want it to happen, I'm going to put all my might and will and energy into making it happen, and if it happens, I love it, great. But if it doesn't happen, I also embrace that, because that's the will of existence. And existence wants this to go in a different direction. Obviously, it didn't go the way I wanted, and I embrace that. That doesn't mean I'm not going to try really hard to make something happen. No, that doesn't mean that. But I'm not attached to the result. So if it doesn't go exactly the way I want it to go, now I'm completely devastated. Excuse me. I did catch a little cold from that swimming pool in Uranesset. So, hi, Shadi.
Just say hi.
Hi, nice to see you. Yeah, I can.
Nice to see you too. Really, I needed to participate this meditation and come. Peaceful environment. So I got a call too. Yeah, my voice is gone.
Yeah. So I started to feel it on Sunday when I was at our retreat Sunday morning, and then
same day, because it is everywhere, not only in Canada, I know all the earth.
Yeah, it finally got me. I thought I'm gonna get away with one, but I didn't. So, okay.
Yesterday I couldn't talk. My voice totally was gone.
Well, it's nice to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So there's a question. I've become more and more sensitive. How can I restore after I feel drained by people and the noise at, let's say, for example, the mall? Yeah, well, the restoration happens that you need to come back to your space, coming back to your power place, wherever that is, and coming to this place of being silent again, being quiet, coming home, whether it's in the nature or you come back to your house or apartment and you get away from the noise, or you go to a coffee shop and you spend a little bit of time alone by yourself. But for me, it's I have to be alone. I got to get away from people and places and go somewhere that I'm completely alone, preferably going back to the nest, my place, and just put everything away, computer, phone, everything, and just sit in silence. Like this morning, I walked up, I went to this coffee shop to get my coffee. I went and found a place that wasn't busy and nobody knows me, because in my neighborhood, I started to make friends. And so when I go to my favorite coffee shops, people start talking to me, and which is very nice. But this morning, I didn't want to talk to anybody. So I went somewhere that nobody knew me. And I was lucky because it wasn't busy. So I found myself a corner and I just sat there, and I'm just looking out through the window, I don't know, for 1 hour, without even getting engaged with my phone or reading or anything. I'm just looking, I'm just sitting there, really enjoying the silence of morning and allowing my body to wake up and kind of coming to this alignment with myself. So that's one way of doing it. There are people who like to put their headphones on and listen to meditation, meditative music, soft music. There are people who would like to go on a drive. Sometimes for me, going on a drive in the country, it's the best medicine. And definitely going into being in the nature, going for a walk in the nature, it really works for me. And then you get centered again. Yeah. Nature is powerful meditation and it's very healing. Hello, Monica. I don't know if I've seen you before or not. Grundal?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Have we met before?
Yes, in Stockholm.
Stockholm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. When did we meet?
15th of November, for example. Two times in Sinken name. Västra skogen.
Okay, this year. I met you this year?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Well, welcome. Is this your first time at the academy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's one of those days that I really don't have much to say. So unless you have questions for me, nothing's really coming out of my mouth. I think the weekend was so powerful and so silent and so transformative. Even though it felt like it was short, but there were, you know, and the teaching hours, the hours that we were in teaching, it didn't seem like long hours. It wasn't like we started at 9 a.m. and we went till 6:00. And it seemed like there was a lot of more fun or dancing or other things, but the hours, the time that it went into the teaching and satsang, it felt timeless. It felt going through this portal to fifth dimension, going into this other dimension that time did not exist. And we were transported to this other place, this unified field of oneness, this Shangri-La, this holy place, very sacred space that we entered into it. And I would say pretty much everybody was really there and into the whole teaching, and where everyone was very beautifully holding the space. And I feel that everybody got what they really needed to get. And maybe one person doesn't really feel, or one or two people don't really feel a strong transformation in a moment. But a lot of times seeds are being planted in such a high vibrational space. And then things start to happen in our lives. But that happens anytime that a group of seekers, a group of the lovers of the truth, a group of sannyasins, they come together and the attention goes inwards towards the one-pointedness, goes towards the truth. Our attention goes to that, because that place that we have been talking about, we've been sharing it and pointing out to it, that place, there is no story in it. Even the whole story and the idea of me, I am somebody doing something. I'm a mommy, I'm a daddy, I'm a teacher, I'm a housewife, I am school, I'm a nurse, whatever is, you know, I'm married, I'm not, blah, 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 whatever is the story that we have, and we all have in this world, our thing, whatever our thing is, that we have it with us. But when your attention starts to go inward, and you're focusing within, and your focus goes into where the one, there's someone in there, is sitting there, and is watching. And when the attention starts to go and get one pointed to the person inside you, the one that is watching, the one who's sitting here hearing the mind, because you say, I can hear my mind, I can hear my thoughts. And then here I am saying, yeah, my feelings, you know, today I wasn't feeling very good, or all these emotions came, or whatever, things come, things are happening, okay? Or my body's not feeling good, or I'm feeling bad, or I feel high, and I feel very energetic. But somebody, who is this me, this I, who is this person in here who is aware of these things, who's reporting? To whom do these thoughts appear? Who is thinking them? To who is the one who's noticing these emotions come and go? Somebody in there is seeing these things and noticing these things and reporting it. Okay, so when we bring our attention towards that one, then the magic comes. Then something very incredible starts to happen, because that's where everything becomes quiet, because the attention from the other world, from the outside, whether I'm paying attention to my thoughts or I'm paying attention to my emotions, now my attention is diverting inwards to the source, the place that is noticing things. This place inside you that is aware of your mind, aware of your emotions, it's aware of your body, and it has a story, is aware of your life story. You are bringing your attention to that one. And that's where the magic happens. That's where connection happens. That's where the electricity takes place, because the attention has gone inwards to the source, tapping into the source of who you are. And then boom, it's like an explosion happens. All of a sudden, the quality of life completely changes. Everything becomes quiet and everything becomes very, very still. The heart opens and the love comes out. It's like a flower opens up. It buds and it opens up. Phew. And you can smell it and you can see that this beautiful rose has opened up from within yourself. And it doesn't go away. And it gets better and better. Because what happened was that your attention went inside and you're discovering the flower within. And this beautiful flower responds to your attention immediately. And we all been touching it. We get a glimpse of it. And that's kind of, that's what happened when we were at Uranesan. We went deep to in within the very source of our own being. And we saw what kind of magic came out of that. It was like, wow, this is it. This is where the juice is, the nectar. So you keep doing that. That becomes your practice. You keep bringing your attention back inwards towards the very source of yourself. That's all. It's very easy to do it that way. Once you get an idea for it, and you get a hang of it, it's super easy, because it doesn't really take much effort. How much effort does it take for me right now to simply bring my attention to the place within myself that is simply aware of everything? What do I need to do for that? Do I need to go to the gym and lift some weights? Do you have to go run every day? Do I need to shave my head and move to a monastery in Tibet, change my diet? What do I have to do to simply, in this moment, bring my attention inwards to where I am? Not I am this, not I am that. Simply to the source. From where? From this place that I am aware of things. This place that I am aware of the sounds in my mind, that I call it thoughts. This place that I'm aware of these feelings that they come and go. From where am I aware of them? I bring my attention to that point. Once you bring your attention to this point, you see very clearly that nothing is happening. It's quiet. It's very, very peaceful, very quiet. In your own center, it's home, it's safe, it's warm, it's fuzzy. You're taken care of. Nice to see you all. Sending you lots of love and light, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Namaste.